Okay, here is read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. State Senator Fred Risser, the longest-serving legislator in the nation's history, announced he will not seek re-election this fall after 64 years in office. Senator Risser took office when Dwight Eisenhower was president and is the last World War II veteran serving in the legislature. The senator has served with 13 governors, 7 Democrats, and 6 Republicans. State Representative Chris Taylor, who many thought would run for Risser's seat when he retired, says she will not run for that seat, and she said she will not be seeking re-election to the state assembly. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, rain likely, lows around 40 degrees in Milwaukee, 43 in Madison. Tomorrow, showers with thunderstorms possible, highs around 55 in Milwaukee, 58 in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Two more lawsuits have been filed to make changes to Wisconsin's spring election, bringing the total number of lawsuits now to 4. One of the new suits, led by voter mobilization group Souls to the Polls, seeks to put off the election for weeks or months. That suit is similar to a lawsuit filed earlier in the week by the City of Green Bay. The other suit, filed yesterday, seeks to allow people to cast absentee ballots without having to get a witness to sign their voting certificate. You can register to vote online until March 30th by going to myvote.wi.gov, and you can also request an absentee ballot there. Outside tonight, rain likely, lows around 40 degrees in Milwaukee, 43 in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden released a list of 40 prominent Wisconsin Democrats who have endorsed Biden, including former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle. Also endorsing the former Vice President are the Minority Leader in the Senate, Jennifer Schilling, and Gordon Hintz, the Minority Leader in the State Assembly. Biden faces Senator Bernie Sanders in the April 7th Wisconsin state primary election. State and local officials are encouraging voters to vote absentee using a mail-in ballot because of the coronavirus pandemic. To request an absentee ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. The deadline to request a ballot is next Thursday, but officials ask that you not wait to request your ballot. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A reminder that absentee mail-in voting is being encouraged for the spring election in Wisconsin. And in Milwaukee and Dane County, voters can now claim that they are indefinitely confined because of the coronavirus. That will allow the voter to receive an absentee ballot without having to present an ID. The deadline to request your ballot is next Thursday, April 2nd, but the Election Commission asks that you not wait until the last minute to request an absentee ballot online. Go to myvote.wi.gov. The ballot must be returned by Election Day, April 7th, but there is a chance that could change because of the coronavirus crisis. Outside tonight, rain likely, lows around 40 degrees in Milwaukee, 43 in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.